Chapter 7 of the Blay-on is one of the best places to describe the significant differences between a director or level 2 person and the staff that they're leading. Nearly everyone on this call has the ability to do what it takes to be a director when or level 2. When you've achieved that level of training and you've achieved that level of mindful awareness, competency, and level of commitment, then you will be able to go out to our courses, the Goshen one, once you get trained and experienced in seeing that, and the one out at Camp Snyder, unlock it, open it up, operate it, without my having to be there. And that's what I really want to get to, is so that I'm not the choke point to you guys using the facilities. Please, please, please do not look at me as being that this is what a level 2 person is. I've been working with this for a very long time. I've made a lot of mistakes. And so it's now coming easy, a lot easier. What's in the book, that is what the minimum requirements are. So please don't look at me as a minimum requirement. No, I will go into a lot of detail about stuff, probably more than necessary. Stick to what's in the requirements in the NCAP standard SQ409. If you meet those, you've been exposed to the material, you're trained, you've tried it, you're good to go. Big thing is, make sure that you're keeping things safe. And that's what this chapter is all about. Okay. Safety attitude and safety objective. Climbing and COPE have perhaps the highest perceived level of risk of the high-risk programs in BSA. COPE and climbing, shooting sports, aquatics. But when you follow these guidelines and be mindfully aware of what's happening, climbing and COPE has the lowest incident rate of those programs. In fact, one statistic had it where if we include knife cuts, climbing and COPE has a lower reported incident rate than handicrafts. This is very safe when we do things according to our standards. And it's not difficult to keep up with the standards. At page 57, the very last sentence, safety is the highest priority for the program. Please keep that in mind. Always. And on the very next page, about the attitude towards safety, do everything possible to prevent serious accidents or injuries on the course. The events will unfold in a fairly steady rate. There generally aren't any surprises, because when we set up, when we're operating a low element, when we're operating high elements, it's all about maintaining contact. If you're asked, hey, can we throw this? Nope. Throwing is not allowed. You can pass. Maintain contact with whatever devices that you're handing off on all the games. Maintain contact with the participants. When you're in contact with it and just passing on, likely things are not going to get out of control. And you can still have fun. It can still be exciting, but it will be safe.